This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, August 11th, 2014. I'm Caleb Brown. Lawsuits challenging teacher tenure are gaining traction, opening up a new channel for challenging the controversial institution of virtually guaranteed lifetime employment. Neil McCluskey, Associate Director of the Cato Institute's Center for Educational Freedom, offers his assessment.
This discussion has come about, I think, in kind of a surprising way. You have people suing over teacher tenure because teachers that have been in the classroom perhaps are ineffective or worthless or less than worthless, actively damaging. And then Whoopi Goldberg comes in and offers her comments saying, of course, something I think basically everybody agrees on, that terrible, counterproductive teachers should not be paid to be in a classroom.
Yeah, things are looking bad for the teachers' unions, who at this point are about the only people who defend teacher tenure that is very broadly given and very difficult to take away for almost any teacher. So you even have now celebrities like Whoopi Goldberg saying it. You just can't justify anymore policies that make it nearly impossible to get rid of teachers who are doing a demonstrably horrible job. Now, that's probably not most teachers, but we have plenty of examples of teachers who've done really egregiously bad things, or at the very least, who've been accused of it. In many cases, we find out they did, who have to be kept on, even if they're not in a classroom, they have to be kept on, they have to be kept paid, and they have multi-year, very complicated, very expensive sort of litigation you have to go through to get rid of them. And so Whoopi Goldberg, now Campbell Brown, a reporter on television for a long time. This has been her crusade for the last couple of years. And just the general public, if you look at polling, now all agree that tenure is something in the public school system that really needs to, if not be totally eliminated, be something that's much harder to get.
All right. This is from the Huffington Post. The tenure gripes on the ABC talk show came a week after an advocacy group led by former CNN anchor Campbell Brown filed a lawsuit challenging teacher job protections in New York. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of seven families who claim their children are receiving poor instruction from unsatisfactory tenured teachers. In June, a judge in California struck down laws that offer teacher tenure in a similar lawsuit. So, you know, politically, this has been very challenging to attack tenure, which is essentially a lifetime guaranteed job with some exceptions for teachers who've served a few years in the classroom. Now it seems to be moving to a court fight.
Yeah, it's going to the courts because, in part, it is a very difficult thing to change politically, not because it isn't a popular thing to change politically, but because when it comes to electoral politics and getting boots on the ground for getting people elected and for putting on ads that will demonize people who come out against tenure as being against education, to do all those things, the unions still have a whole lot of ability, and they do mobilize. And so it's easier to attack tenure through the courts and to say that tenure is an institution that makes it very difficult, if not impossible, for a lot of kids, typically in low-income areas, from getting the free and appropriate public education that typically their state constitution says they are entitled to. And so this ruling in California, the Vergara decision, I think really kind of opened the floodgates for this. Seeing the success in California has now led lots of groups very intentionally to start looking at other states. And if you get California, the next probably biggest in terms of profile state you want to go after is New York, and that seems to be what's happening. And the fact that you have people like Whoopi Goldberg, and just the general public saying, yes, tenure as it exists now makes no sense, means that tenure is in a lot of trouble.
Randy Weingarten, head of the American Federation for Teachers, has referred to tenure as a bulwark against cronyism, patronage, and hiring based on who you know, not what you know.
Yeah, there's no question that the unions, and in particular Randy Weingarten, who I think is the most high profile and the most active in terms of engaging the public on this issue, the teachers unions really overstate, I think, this notion that absent tenure, you would have principals and superintendents making very capricious decisions just to fire people whose personality they don't like or might have said something they don't like. That said, there is some reason to be concerned that that could happen, which is why ultimately the solution to this, and it's really the solution for myriad education problems, is we have got to, again, move to a system of school choice, which includes educators having autonomy to try different schools, try different ways of arranging things, and make their accountability be based on their ability to attract paying customers. Then you wouldn't have to have something rigid and extremely inefficient, sometimes very negative like tenure, put in place to try and make sure there weren't capricious firings, because the incentive for the principal and anybody who ran the school would be to keep effective teachers, even if you don't like them personally, because that is the key to your attracting more students, staying in business, and thriving. Then, in other words, you've aligned all the incentives, the consumers, the families want good schools. The owners of the schools and the principals want effective schools. And the way they do it is hiring and rewarding effective teachers and not doing crazy stuff like firing good teachers because you don't like their haircut or something like that.
Neil McCluskey is author of Feds in the Classroom. He's also associate director of the Cato Institute's Center for Educational Freedom. You can read more of his work at cato.org.